We have a program that has been rolling on since 2002. I'm sure that may not be very new to a lot of us, because a lot of activities that we are following after the launching of the Chair's program was made a little easier because we held the regional trade policy course in Nairobi from 2002 and 2004, and we developed a reasonable capacity of academic members of staff in the University of Nairobi School of Economics. And so I will take shorter, simply show us what we are doing. Our annual program of activities, and say what we've done since the launch and what we are going to do up to 2012. We started earlier before the launch to prepare a curriculum on Masters of Economics in Economics of Multilateral Trading Systems. Is it too small?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oops. Okay. Now, that is now on. We had students who registered, and they will be possibly completing by the end of the year with a lot of excitement. The problem has been that we have very few students that are coming because of the funding, and because we still have sectors and ministries that are still not excited enough to be able to even send some of their members or staff to our program. But the excitement is coming. We have already, as I said, we are already doing that, and a lot of students are now beginning to apply to come and take Masters in Economics of Multilateral Trading Systems and Development. We have organized an outreach program since, just disappeared. Yeah, so we had this, I want the series here, so that I can move to the, so I want to be moving, how do I move with this?
I need
the other page. No.
Go back.
Okay. So, on the WTO Chairs Program, we held a major outreach last year, towards the end of last year. And here we involved literally as many ministries that are involved: Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Agriculture, the Regional Integration Ministries, Ministry of Industry, and those who are dealing with TRIPS and Public Health, Intellectual Property, Trade in Services, WTO rules, trade facilitation, and development issues. They all attended because we could not go to all those different ministries and institutions differently, so we organized one at the request of the Kenya government. The reason was that when they heard we have the WTO chairs was launched, the demand came to us, and we felt that we couldn't cope if we were going to go into a program of outreach to each and every institution. So we organized it through the coordinating ministry, Ministry of Trade, to have this together. It was reasonably successful because it so happens that it was also the time when the headquarters in Nairobi were being challenged by our negotiators here in Nairobi that they are not informing them enough, they are not bringing them enough researched policy-based documents. So now that you have some outreach program through the WTO chairs, can you please deal with these things and see if we can get a lot more assistance from this type of outreach? And so we performed this, and I think we at the end it came out reasonably well, and the demand is now growing even up to now. Now we have now gotten into the research area, which is one of our most important program of activity. In our research area, we have held a seminar at the School of Economics in the University of Nairobi on the 15th of April this year, where we had the first draft of the concept papers, and they were presented. The papers presented were on global financial crisis, causes, effects, and lessons for Kenya. The next one was investigating negotiation-based fault lines in the implementation of the East African Common Market Protocol. Now, this was necessitated because at the WTO, the negotiations are going on. At the regional trade level, the negotiations were supposed to have been concluded on East African Common Market Protocol. And immediately, the East African governments began moving around with implementation. They discovered that there were certain problems that probably them, as the negotiators, either did not bring out, somebody forgot to talk about, or it was they were strategically left out, and now it is causing a number of problems. I don't want to get into the details from the WTO and the regional integration problems, but there are a number of issues that they are wondering whether somebody was asleep or not. Africa's trade in agricultural commodities, an agenda for research, we felt that we have to start working on some of these things and linking it up with trade policies in the region, so that we can understand, and as the negotiations are going on, we are very well aware of what is happening in terms of our trade in agricultural commodities, trade in services, rules, regulations, and challenges, foreign direct investment, and its linkages to international trade, non-tariff measures, effects on trade, and role of World Trade Organization. We also brought in issues to do with non-agricultural market access, the reason for this is that they were more or less demand-driven. We were being asked in the processes of negotiations, we need to have some research backing. Yes, we have had a lot of work done, but now that we are there with a lot of issues, can you people help us do some research work so that in future the research work on policy can be informing our trade negotiations and so on. So therefore, we held that meeting. The revised drafts came about, and we are going to meet on the 29th of June to finalize these concept papers by later on in the year. And already we have sent WTO Chair's program call for papers in the same areas where we will then meet and select the ones that will be doing the work, so that by later this year and early next year we will be in a position to have this completed, and we intend to publish this on some kind of a book for readings, which will be informing policymakers on some of the findings and some of the policy positions that we are likely to be recommending then. As we have been trying to meet with different people, before I move into this, another group came up, and we thought we have to deal with two groups, the media and parliamentarians. In Kenya, we have several committees that are dealing with issues related to trade, economic development, and so on. So we'll be dealing with members of parliament that are in the committees of finance, that are in the committee of agriculture, trade, and development-related matters. They have sent a message that all the time they are debating in parliament, the majority of them are never aware of what is going on. And so they want to be involved. So we accepted that we will put them, we'll rope them in, so that when their speakers give us the chance, we can organize a meeting to make them aware of some of the issues that are being discussed in various trade negotiation fora, like the regional integration cases and the WTO cases. So the demand for this is growing, and the demand for the capacity building is such that we are beginning to wonder whether or not we did not open, as the school, a Pandora's box. We will be dealing with these things, but the challenge is that we need to also build seriously our capacity, even our financial capacity, to deal with these issues, because the resources, as economists always say, are always scarce. For example, we only have a handful of students. We have over 20 students doing masters, but those who are specializing in issues related to multilateral, regional integration, and so on, are not increasing. And when we went round and so on, the demand is now increasing because they are seeing their role, even when they go into government work They want to be able to understand what is happening. They want to be able to negotiate with their colleagues, but they need to know what is happening. So we have opened the door. We would want to use some of the WTO chair's funds to fund some of the good students' research papers. There are a number of them that are very interested in writing research papers on some of the areas that are very critical to us. We are building up the resources in our schools library, particularly the sector dealing with WTO-related work, journals. We don't have enough, but we are very happy that our link with UNCTAD, the Virtual University Institute, and WTO, we get quite a number of things, not only from the website, but also once in a while from the secretariat, from the headquarters. Collaboration, I need not say much. It's very much important with not only WTO but other WTO chairs and other institutions in terms of what we are doing and in terms of capacity building, in terms of research and other relevant issues. We feel we should link up, we should network so that we understand what is happening across the board, all over, so that we understand some of these things a lot better. So network is important, collaboration is going to be very important. We are even thinking about exchange programs between ourselves, between the students and staff, so that we can learn from one another. We are encouraging back home a little bit of competition. We are going to launch this year, competition essentially for internship at the, we hope we can get once or twice at the WTO for 1 or 2 months for our master's students who win, who perform, who write the best papers so that they can move around with their supervisors to get a lot more than they get back home. We are also getting a few students who are doing PhD who are interested in picking up what we are talking about with respect to multilateral trading economics and regional integration issues for the sake of our own countries. And we are encouraging them. We are going to make a few compete in the papers, in the discussions, and so on. So we are concerned that we have to really reorganize ourselves so that we can satisfy the demands that are placed on us. It's a major challenge, but we are sure with this collaboration and with this network, I hope we will succeed. These activities will interest and we believe encourage a proper training in multilateral trading systems at the regional trade integration related issues, but we feel that we have to find and organize ourselves programs that will be making it possible for the students and staff and the managers of our resources back home in our countries to realize that it is important to understand these things, to train in these things so that we can perform much, much better. Thank you for listening.